I'd like now to welcome Demetria Martinez. She is a fiction writer, a nonfiction writer. She's author of the new novella, The Block Captain's Daughter, and she will be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let's talk about your book, this novella. It's a kind of a set of intersecting stories about people living in Albuquerque, various couples, gay and straight. One of the couples is about to give birth, and she's writing letters to her unborn child. It's, among other things, kind of a portrait of Albuquerque, of New Mexico at this moment. What are the roots of these stories? Is it based in some ways in real life?
Yeah, I have always been intrigued as a writer by the lives of activists. And I would say the book is really a celebration of activists' lives. They're not just their politics, but their dreams, their foibles, their love affairs, and in particular their spirituality and how that gives rise to what they do. And so the book kind of touches on all of those themes. And my six Latino characters come from different backgrounds, including two Chicanas who've lived in New Mexico since time immemorial.
You have been an activist also all of your life, and I was going to ask you just that, how your own activist work and your writing kind of relate to each other.
Yeah, I was, you may recall, I guess it's been 25 years now, I was charged with conspiracy against the U.S. government in connection with smuggling Salvadoran refugees into the United States. I was covering what was called the Sanctuary Movement, and was, in the end, found not guilty on First Amendment grounds. I was a freedom of the press. But that was an opportunity to learn a great deal about activists and what drove them. I mean, I got a chance to see U.S. citizens who risked everything to work with refugees who were coming north to help them, to aid them clandestinely, to transport them and house them and feed them and move them on if necessary to Canada. So that gave me my first really hard look at what it could mean to be an activist, the risks you take, but also the sense of purpose that can infuse one's life by undertaking that kind of commitment and being part of those kinds of communities.
There's also in the book a theme of cultural mixing and cultural loss. And, you know, you have the white guy character who speaks better Spanish than his Chicana partner. And this is really, to me, it's part of the larger narrative of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm laughing because you picked out one of my favorite characters, poor Peter, a transplant to New Mexico, an Anglo, and the woman he's fallen in love with, Corey, who can't speak Spanish, and of course he's fluent in four languages, and so they're really typical, I think, of many New Mexicans. I know Corey's typical of my generation. If you don't mind, I'd love to read two paragraphs that I think kind of encapsulate what you're talking about. This is Peter, in Peter's voice. He's asking, Corey, I take it your people have been here for a while. I say, my great-great-great-grandparents lived in what was then New Spain, which would later become Mexico, then a U.S. territory, and then the U.S. of A. We've been on this land for centuries, and when you take into account that we're mestizos, descendants not only of Hispanos, but Native Americans, well, the indigenous origin stories tell us we've been here since the beginning of time. I have a feeling Corey's done this a lot, ticking off her genealogy to impress men like me. That's the thing with these New Mexico women. They can make you feel like a lightweight, with no history to pin you to the earth. They can drive you crazy with desire, too. I imagine making love to her. I picture her on top of me, her weight holding me down, bringing an end to my wanderings, my loneliness. Corey, a kendo practitioner, who can cut a man to pieces in three places, maybe my only hope.
And this is from the book, The Block Captain's Daughter by Demetria Martinez. And, I mean, this character, Peter, is not only a transplant to New Mexico, but he's also adopted and doesn't really know who his birth family is, and that's kind of a big set of questions for him.
Right, right. And, you know, when he comes to New Mexico and meets so many people who are so deeply rooted, like Corey, it just brings that pain even more to the surface, that he was never told about his history. You know, he talks about forgiving his mother for choosing not to raise him, but never being able to forgive her for not giving him a family tree. So that's what is really the deepest source of his pain. But in New Mexico, with his friends, he does find a community, a family of activists who take him in.
Yeah. And it also, I mean, to me, as I was reading through this book, I thought, you know, there's a lot of talk about roots, but cultures change, and this woman, Cori Socorro, doesn't even really speak Spanish, and she's trying to learn Spanish, and that root on some level has been cut, and she's studying some Japanese form of martial arts, and I mean, we're in such a state of mixing and change that it sort of makes you question what it is to be rooted, how important it is, what else is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's language, and then it's so much more. I mean, you know, for me to be a Chicana has been about recovering the language, but it's also about my ties to this land. Again, having been here for my family being here for centuries, but I also think it's about political alliances. You know, who is it that you choose to align yourself with politically? What kind of battles, you know, are you going to fight? Right now I'm working with Los Jardines Institute in Albuquerque, South Valley, and we're a community garden. Our goal is to get organic food out to people in the area who can't afford it. We also do policy work in the area of environmental racism, and we have an underground library with the books that were banned in Tucson, and we have a banned book club. So I think my choice to be involved with a primarily Chicana community is another way that I know who I am, that this is the way I'm, you know, part of the culture. It's who my community is and what I'm giving to that community.
Demetria Martinez is author of the new novella, The Block Captain's Daughter. And once again, she will be speaking tonight, Thursday, at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore right here in Santa Fe. And her website is DemetriaMartinez.com, which I will link to on my podcast site, SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Demetria, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And by the way, the book is a finalist for an international award. What is that? Tell us about that, Demetria.
Yes, the award is called an International Latino Book Award. They offer it in different categories, and Block Captain is a finalist in the category of fiction.
Well, congratulations on that, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.